making a record which is true of his father's dreams and visions of the Lord and of his view. Levi led his family into the wilderness, following the whisperings of the Spirit, despite the murmurings of the eldest, recognizing the commandment's merit. The boys were sent back to Jerusalem to obtain Laban's record of the Jews. Calling them robbers, Laban threatened them with death twice, stealing their jewels. Levi was led by the Spirit unto Laban, who was drunk, after removal of head and garments. Zoram gave the records to the were coming down into the wilderness. Lehi acknowledged being a visionary man. Sarah's complaining turned to gladness. Reading in the five books of Moses about Adam, Nephi desired to keep room on the plates to occupy and write the things of God and not of gloom, persuading all to come to the God of light. The Lord had Nephi send his boys back to Jerusalem to get wives. At least eight rebelled with angry noise, bands loosened, forgiveness on with their lives. Lehi dreamed of a dark and dreary waste, a spacious field with a tree and fruit to make one happy, a narrow path, a rod of iron, which way his family faced. The great and spacious building, his oldest unhappy. Nephi's father spake more words than can be written on these plates for the ministry and for history nerds. Nephi made two sets of plates. Of the Jews and the destruction of Jerusalem. His father spake of a Messiah, a Savior of the world, of a prophet in the wilderness and the Lord's baptism. His beast slain rising and Israel scattered then gathered. Desiring to see and understand what his father had seen, Nephi was caught away in the spirit to a high mountain. He looked and saw a tree, the Virgin Mother, and the Lamb. His apostles, a rod of iron, and the great and spacious building. Nephi beheld many generations of his people, lightning and earthquakes prior to the Lamb's descent. 12 disciples to minister and judge them and be judged, seeing filthy water midst them, the pride of the world. The great and abominable church brings captivity. Gentiles did receive the land as an inheritance, plain and precious things taken out of the book of the Jews. Records of Nephi's seed establishes the truth of the first book. Gentiles hearken unto the Lamb of God. They shall be numbered among the seed of Lehi, a great marvelous work, convincing of life eternal, with the Apostle John writing of the end of the world. Lehi's branch of the house of Israel to dwindle in unbelief. The remnant of Lehi's seed shall be taught by the Gentiles, learning of the restoration of the Jews, the tree of life. Word of God and filthiness separating the tree of life. After the boys married the daughters of Ishmael, the Lord provided thee Leahona to guide them, providing food despite a broken steel bow hand, chasing them exceedingly unto repentance. Years of eating raw meat in the wilderness, fruit and wild honey at the seashore in bountiful, tools from molten ore to build a ship to cross the sea, then a shocking review of Moses and of the curious workmanship of timbers after the manner shown, all going down into the ship with fruit, meat, and honey. Nephi bound with cords while Jacob and Joseph grieved. Tempest led to his release and they sailed to the promised land. The Lord commanded Nephi to make two sets of plates of ore. One is a record of his father and their journeyings in the wilderness. The other is a record of ministry and the more sacred prophecies. He comes in 600 years suffering as spake Zenoch, Neom, and Zenos. Come forth out of the wilderness of Judah or out of the waters of baptism. They call themselves the holy city, yet they are obstinate. The Lord's hand laid the foundation of the earth. Come near unto the Lord. He caused the waters to flow out of the rock. The waters gushed out. The Lord will not forget having graven Israel upon the palms of his hands, calling the prophets from the womb, making their mouths like a sharp sword, giving Israel as a light to the Gentiles, setting up a standard to the people. Gentiles, bring thy sons in their arms and carry thy daughters. The house of Israel will be scattered upon all the face of the earth, upon the isles of the sea and among all nations, and hated of all men. Then the Lord do a marvelous work among the Gentiles, of great worth to Israel's seed, blessing all the kindreds of the earth.